Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden is kicking his reelection campaign into high gear. It began with his State of the Union speech on Thursday night, and on Friday he was in Philadelphia, where he told a crowd that former President Donald Trump and his supporters are trying to take many freedoms away from Americans.
MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump want to pass a national ban on the right to choose, period. Well, take it seriously, folks, because that's what they're still heading for. Hear me loud and clear. This will not happen on my watch.
Vice President Kamala Harris, meanwhile, was in Arizona, where she called on Congress to pass legislation reinstating abortion rights on the federal level. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pressing Haiti's prime minister to agree on a political transition in that country. The prime minister right now can't even get back to Haiti because gangs controlling the streets have shut down the country's international airports. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Blinken and his aides have been working the phones, talking to Prime Minister Ariel Henry, as well as leaders of CARICOM, a regional group that's been pressing Henry to step aside and agree on a political transition. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says in a statement that the current situation is, in his words, untenable. And he says the U.S. wants Henri to support a transition plan that would lead Haiti to elections and to the deployment of a long-awaited international force to help Haiti's police. Henri was in Kenya to finalize plans for that Kenyan-led force when the latest violence erupted. The gangs now won't let him back to Haiti. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
International donors are preparing to use a sea corridor to get humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza. A ship is expected to leave Cyprus in the next few days to test the route. There's increasing frustration by donors and others at the slow pace of aid delivery to Gaza. The U.S. has used airdrops over the past week to get some aid to people who are now facing widespread hunger after 5 months of fighting. Stocks ended the week lower. The Nasdaq fell by more than 1%. As NPR's David Gore reports, the U.S. added 275,000 jobs in February, and that's more than economists had expected.
The unemployment rate rose to 3.9%. Wage growth slowed in February, but the labor market continues to show signs of resilience. This is the last jobs report before Federal Reserve policymakers meet again in a couple weeks, and Wall Street does not expect they will cut interest rates then or at the following meeting in May. Investors paid close attention to comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who was on Capitol Hill on Wednesday and Thursday. He told lawmakers that he and his colleagues were not far from being confident enough in the progress they've seen to dial back interest rates. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
And this is NPR News. A United Nations fact-finding mission looking into the death of a young Kurdish-Iranian woman in 2022 says Iran is responsible for the physical violence that led to the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while she was in the custody of Iran's morality police. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, the findings were submitted to the UN Human Rights Council.
Amini's death triggered nationwide protests that were seen as the biggest challenge to Iran's cleric-led government since the Islamic Revolution more than four decades ago. The UN report finds that the Iranian government used, quote, unnecessary and disproportionate use of lethal force to crush the protests, killing more than 500 people. It also found that Iranian security forces sexually assaulted some of the more than 22,000 detainees. Tehran had no immediate comment on the report, which comes after hardline conservatives consolidated their power in recent elections marked by a record low turnout. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez was convicted Friday of conspiring with drug traffickers, his military and police, to move tons of cocaine to the U.S. The two-week trial took place in New York. He had served two terms as president of the Central American nation. He was arrested 3 months after he left office in 2022. Some people who attended the Kansas City Chiefs playoff game during a near-record cold snap in the city have undergone amputations from frostbite. Officials with the Research Medical Center have not said how many there were. They will only say that some of the 12 amputations performed because of the cold were done to people who attended the January 3rd game. The temperature for the game with the Dolphins was -4 degrees. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.